Good evening. I call to order this May 7th meeting of the Blair Mayor and City Council. I'm Mindy Rump, the Mayor of Blair, and I am pleased that you have joined us this evening. This is a public meeting and you are part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. I want you to feel comfortable, and I will do everything that I can to make sure that your voice is heard. We have several rules to help us proceed with the meeting, and I ask that you please keep them in mind. Please turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand and I will recognize you. You can come forward to the podium. The city clerk must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have the opportunity to speak. Please direct your remarks to either me, the city council, or the city staff. A copy of the Open Meetings Act has been posted by both exits, and we will begin with a roll call of members.
Hafer, here. Paulson?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Wolf?
Here.
Willis?
Here.
Sandholm?
Here.
Ferrari? Here.
Heifel? Here.
All members are present.
Thank you. If you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before we go on to the next agenda item, we have a small presentation by the SBA. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor, council members, and audience. As you all are well aware, Washington County's had some severe storms in the last few weeks. The cavalry has arrived, and they're here to help us out. So there are some representatives from the Small Business Administration here who just simply want to say hello and kind of let you know a little bit about what they do. They're especially there to help property owners who've had some damage with some special loans that the U.S. government has. So Javier, why don't you come on up, introduce yourself, and talk a little bit about your program.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council members. This is Javier Caltenco. I'm a Public Information Officer with the U.S. Small Business Administration. And as you know, yes, we are here to provide disaster assistance to those who were affected by the severe storms, stray night winds, and tornadoes that happened back in, April 26th and 27th. And so what we're offering to those who were affected, we have a low interest federal disaster loans to businesses of all sizes, most private nonprofit organizations, homeowners, and renters. For businesses, we have two separate loans. One is for physical damages to their property. So if they had any damages to, it could be machinery, equipment, supplies, or even to the real estate, we have a loan up to $2 million. For those businesses, smaller businesses who are suffering economically, we also offer the economic injury disaster loan, which is also a limit of $2 million. We want to make sure that those businesses, if they are having a hard time paying their bills, for example, their rent, electricity, water, they have the means to pay for those expenses. For homeowners, we also have up to $500,000 to replace any personal, to repair or replace their primary residence. If they have a secondary home, they can, as long as they're using it as a business and they're claiming in their tax returns, they can also file as a business as well. We, if it's for homeowners and renters, we also offer up to $100,000 to replace any personal property that they lost. It could be furniture, it could be appliances, and it could be as well as a personal vehicle as well. We, as I mentioned, these are low-interest federal disaster loans, so they have to be repaid back. And they're in low interest because they can be as low as 2.688% for homeowners. It could be as low as 4% for businesses and 3.25% for nonprofit organizations. We also have other ways of using the SBA loan. For example, we have a relocation. So if for those homeowners or businesses who may want to relocate, if they qualify, they may be able to relocate their business or their home within the city limit, if they are in the city limit. We also have refinancing. available in case somebody already has a mortgage and they're thinking, well, you know, I don't want to have two different mortgages. They may be able to refinance with SBA at a lower rate. And the ESB also, they would also have to qualify for that as well. And the other one we also have is mitigation improvements. So therefore, if somebody had $100,000 in damages, they have an additional 20, they can request for an additional 20% in addition to the verifiable losses for mitigation purposes. It doesn't have to be for tornadoes, it can be for any natural disaster. And the way, okay, right now we don't have any centers open. If anybody needs the assistance, they can go to lending.sba.gov and apply online. Once the centers are open, we will notify everybody. We will use the media to let the survivors know that we have certain centers open available. We are working together with FEMA to open disaster recovery centers, and we also will open business recovery centers for specifically for the businesses, but also homeowners can may be able to go there as well. So another thing I want to mention is that we do have deadlines, so therefore we encourage those who were affected, even if they're underinsured or uninsured, we recommend that they apply as soon as possible. Because we have deadlines for any physical damages, they need to apply before July 2nd. And for the economic injury disaster loan, they have to apply before February 3rd, 2025. Sorry. And that's for now, that's what I have. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Good.
Questions? Thank you, Javier.
Thank you.
And Mayor, one more thing, if I could, I'd ask Lindsay Burton to come up here real briefly. I sent all of you an email earlier Sunday evening. Lindsay has tendered his resignation from the City of Blair, effective sometime towards the end of this month. So I just wanted to publicly thank Lindsay for his hard work and diligence over this last year. Been with us almost a year. Came at an incredibly crazy time for us in the front office with a huge reduction in our staffing numbers. So I wanted to give him an opportunity just to say hello and goodbye. But I'm going to thank him for his hard work.
Mayor, members of the City Council, I truly am grateful for the time I got to spend with the citizens of Blair, and especially with my co-workers. They are absolutely incredible. And that makes this harder for me to say goodbye, but hopefully not so long farewell. Just very grateful for this time. And thank you for taking that risk on me several months ago. This has been an incredible journey. And I, for the record, was not seeking new employment. It just kept following me, my friend. So anyway, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lindsay. Item number 4, approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Please register your vote.
Aye.
Motion passes. I have number 5. I'll be reading a proclamation recognizing May 15th as National Peace Officers Memorial Day. Whereas since 1962, May 15th has been recognized as National Peace Officers Memorial Day and the week in which it falls as National Police Week. And whereas outstanding individuals serve the City of Blair in law enforcement and preserve the rights and security of each citizen of Blair. Whereas members of the City of Blair law enforcement benefit the people by protecting life and property, opposing violence and disorder, and defending the innocent. And whereas the freedoms enjoyed in the United States of America are unique and upheld with a commitment by the individuals who secure them. And whereas during the week of May 15th, the courage of the fallen officers of Nebraska will be remembered along with their families who feel the weight of the responsibility that maintains our liberty through the upholding of the law and who now live with the memory of those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And whereas, most specifically, we remember and honor the officers who have fallen or whom we have lost in Nebraska. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the mayor and members of the Blair City Council, we do hereby recognize May 15th, 2024 as National Peace Officers Memorial Day and the week of May 15th, 2024 as National Police Week. The council thanks and appreciates the Blair law enforcement officers, past and present, for their dedication and their service to this city. Item number six, request to appear before the mayor and city council by Tammy Brown. The applicant could not be here this evening, so we are going to move on to item number seven. And I believe we're going to push that till June. Is that correct?
Whenever she can
schedule. Yes, I think she couldn't be here for the next meeting as well, so I think we'll see her in June.
Doesn't that mean we have to motion and postpone?
Nope.
No, it was a request from her to come speak, and so since no one's here, there was no action to be taken anyway, so you don't have to postpone that. We'll just put her back on the agenda.
Okay.
Item number seven, consider an ordinance amending Chapter 7, Article 4, Section 7-405 of the Municipal Code in reference to the license required for selling fireworks in the city of Blair. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. This is a way to have a short meeting to have everything keep getting postponed for some reason. Unfortunately, I'm going to ask that you would postpone this until the very next meeting. One of the things that staff found out as we were finalizing all the documents and getting it uploaded, which is in Spark right now, so if you want to see the actual language, both the redline version as well as the clean version, they're out there. But as we were looking at everything, we realized that we'd advertised it to be editing only one section. There's actually four sections in this particular article, we call it, of our municipal code. And so since the advertising was wrong, we have to take it tonight. So I'd ask that you would postpone it until the May 28th meeting.
Thank you.
Make a motion to postpone the ordinance 2529 amending the Blair Municipal Code Chapter 7 until the May 28th, 2024 council meeting. Correctly identify the modify sections of the Municipal Code.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to postpone ordinance 2529. Please register your vote.
Good job, yeah.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion postponed, or item postponed. Item number eight, consider bids received for the mill and overlay project.
I'd like to make a motion to receive and place on file the bids for the mill and overlay project.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to receive and place on file the bids for the mill and overlay project. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Mr. Heaton.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, Mayor and Council. Before you are four bids on the mill and overlay project that staff received. If you remember, throughout the last several council meetings, we've been kind of putting together a plan to maintain our asphalt streets, this being the last part of that. We had budgeted, or had left in the budget, $305,000 for mill and overlay. The low bid with Western Engineering came in at $323,911.35. Staff has worked. We found extra money, about $20,000 in the street and alley repair fund that we hadn't used yet this year. I talked with Phil and the public works staff, and our recommendation is to move that money to cover that difference. That way we don't have to go back and remove a block or two out of this project. So if you would move forward with Western Engineering tonight, which is our recommendation, since there's a little bit, we'll be able to get about 15 blocks of mill and overlay done. The alley just outside of City Hall here will get done. There's a short section of the street, 21st Street, just south of Davis Drive. And then on top of that, we're about six or seven blocks of the rejuvenation product and all the mastic and gap sealing on Highway 30 from the viaduct to the Missouri River Bridge will all get done for the grand total. Everything will come out to about $423,000. questions?
So no questions for Mr. Heaton. Any comments from the public? Having none.
The Transportation Committee, we met on this, and with the additional funds found in the budget, we feel that accepting the bid from Western Engineering would be acceptable, and with that, we would like to make a motion to accept the bid from Western Engineering in the amount of dollar amount.
Is it?
$323,911.35.
For the mill and overlay project.
Second.
We have a motion, a second, to accept the bid from Western Engineering for the mill and overlay project. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 9, discussion regarding the financial impact of a new non-lawyer assistant position. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. At the last council meeting, you recall that you all approved the job description for this new position that we're calling a non-lawyer assistant. It would be working in conjunction and under the authority of our contracted city attorney, which is Ed Talbot, who's here tonight. He's agreed to kind of help oversee this particular individual if we do end up hiring one. And your request was to come back with a little bit more financial information regarding this particular position. So have sent some of this information out to you. It's posted up here on the screen. What I wanted to show you, I mean, obviously, when we go from just one contract attorney to a contract attorney and a full-time position to help us with just all the administrative and research and legal paperwork that needs to be done, we're going to be spending more. So I wanted to kind of give this a little bit of a context on what we're looking at. What I did on the form here then is show it in three different time spans. Going all the way back to when I first started a year ago at the end of April in the months of May, just so you can see what payroll was like then at the towards the end of that fiscal year. Then you'll see in the center column the months of February and March. I've handed out an updated sheet to the council that also has the April numbers, but everyone else can see the February and March numbers that are here. And then finally, the last column would be our estimate for June and July this year with the recommendation that we have to move forward with this particular position. You'll see in the text boxes below them just kind of some statistical data or information regarding some of the positions that were being either brand new hires or upgraded positions, and the ones with asterisks are the upgrades by those. Again, we either enhanced that person's position, made them a director, maybe they were just a manager before. Sometimes they were hourly employees, then we converted them over to a salaried position and increased some responsibilities with them. And then with the fiscal year 24 budget that was approved last summer, that began in October of 23, we added several positions, several of those positions that we added, so you'll see the numbers increase. Some of them are part-time positions. So again, you'll notice that there were four library part-time circulation clerks that were authorized. Three of those have been hired so far. One part-time police officer position was created. So again, some of those numbers that increase are just part-time positions, and some are maybe not even filled at this point in time. But that number represents all the ones that are authorized on our organizational chart. We then had two employees that were approved in last year's fiscal budget that we agreed to not hire until this spring. So they're represented in the third column there, the parks employer, laborer, I should say, parks laborer, and then another full-time position for the library. Those are both in process of coming on board. And then potentially this new one, which would be a full-time non-lawyer assistant. That would bring the total numbers of regular, full-time, and part-time. And I call them regular because they're with us consistently, not seasonal employees, not just somebody temporary because we have a certain issue or job that needs to be handled, but all of our regular ones. That would bring the totals up to 77. Again, what I tried to add then in that center column and the third column is the fiscal year budget that's on a monthly basis, just so you can see how those months are averaging out. You know, we're tight right now. especially when it comes to the general fund itself. But we not only have the general fund, but street fund, water fund, sewer fund, lots of those other funds where many of our employees come out of. In several of our top leadership positions, myself, Aaron, most of the senior staff that's here at City Hall, our salaries actually get pulled from several different funds. And so it's not just from the general fund. And this position would be the same thing. And so there's probably four or five of those other funds, including sewer fund and the water fund, that at least half of that revenue would come from. So I guess I'm here to just answer any questions that any of you may have on this particular position. We can talk about, you know, the purpose of it. We can talk about, you know, just what we anticipate for the dollars or any other positions.
Thank you, Phil. I mean, you guys provide a bunch of numbers that I requested last time. I really do appreciate the extra work, and I know it was weekend stuff too. So, my math, back of napkin, I didn't do everything, but it looks like about an extra $65,000 over what we paid for previous city attorney services.
Correct.
That, totally okay with. The one, like I said, I have a hypothetical, and I hope, Tao, can you cover yours for just a second? What happens if we would happen to hire a full-time city attorney, meaning someone that is in the bar, mm-hmm. and we have a full-time city attorney? Are you reauthorized to hire or backfill the full-time non-lawyer assistant position? And that's where the basis of my question came last time: is this an appointed position or not? Because again, if we do shift to a full-time bar pass city attorney, I'm really not comfortable authorizing you to backfill this position automatically.
Fully understand, yeah. Okay. And whether that needs to be in this motion or someplace else, I mean, I think it's generally understood that would be our intention.
Okay.
When we first started looking at the benefits that we would arrive staff-wise to having a full-time attorney on staff, mm-hmm. That was our ultimate goal, was to get somebody who could help with the ordinances and the resolutions and the legal research and drafting of documents and putting agreements together and all those kinds of things that half the time Brenda and I are scrambling to try to figure out to do, and then have the attorneys kind of look them over and finalize those. The intention had always been to just have one of those positions. When this unique opportunity came along, potentially to have someone who's been to law school but hasn't yet gotten licensed here in Nebraska, it created this unique opportunity that maybe we wanted to pursue. It would only be utilized in those circumstances where we had what ended up being our top candidate but wasn't licensed yet, and we wanted to give them an opportunity to get to that point, but with the assurance that once we get to that point and they're able to become the full-time city attorney, that's what we would do and no longer need this position.
So you'd be okay with motion amended to authorize staff moving forward with hiring the non-lawyer position one time?
Either one time or with the understanding that if we have a full-time city attorney that we no longer need a non-lawyer assistant.
Okay. Either one is fine. I just, again, that was the whole thing. I don't want to accidentally end up with two lawyers. Not that I don't value guys, but you're kind of expensive.
It's the worst scenario. Two is too many.
Yes. I appreciate that.
Any other questions for Phil? Having none, do we have any comments from the public? Moving on, would someone like to make a motion?
I guess I will make a motion to authorize staff moving forward with hiring of the non-lawyer assistant position.
Second.
And
just delayed and, I'm sorry.
And ask that they come back for city council approval to rehire if we have a full-time city attorney.
Second.
We have a motion, a second, to authorize staff moving forward with the hiring of the non-lawyer assistant position. Please register your vote.
Council members, Brenda Boney, aye.
Motion passes. City Administrator Report. Mr. Green.
How'd you know to come back here?
Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate that. Number one, I would ask that Terry Vangry come up here. Oh, my goodness. And all the other Public Works guys, including CJ, stand up in the back if you would, please. But Terry, just come up here first. Number one, I just wanted to express my appreciation to all of them and to Terry especially for the fact that he continually comes into my office and eats my candy. No. yeah, exactly. No. If you haven't been by Generations Park recently by the library, I really encourage you to go by and take a look at what's been going on. But one of the things that we did to make this park possible was to have our own employees put in the water line and the main sewer trunk. That will take care of all that park. And so we were responsible for that. Fairly tight time frame. Those kinds of things needed to go in the ground very early. The contractor was a little concerned that, you know, we'd be on top of it and get everything done. Proud to say that they're completely done with the water line, with the sewer line. In fact, with the monthly meeting that we had with Sampson Construction today, they were diffuse with praise for the good work and all the things that you guys did. So on behalf of the citizens, thank you very much, and Public Works guys, appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, yes, it was the guys that did the work, and because I never seen Terry in the ground in a hole. So, but thank you guys again for that, and let them know that we appreciate that. Just want to let you know that the next meeting of the Housing Advisory Committee is coming up this Friday, May 10th at 11:30. So if you're on the committee, hope you are able to be here. If you want to come visit, it's open to the public. So again, this coming Friday, 11:30 a.m. Next Tuesday is primary election day, a very, very important day for us. Obviously, we have two very, very critical questions that are on the ballot. Request to the citizens to reauthorize our LD 840 program, and then an authorization of an additional half-cent sales tax. So excited to see what the citizens are thinking about this. Just continue to encourage you to be talking with your friends and neighbors about the importance of those two particular issues. And then again, the mayor read a proclamation about the National Police Officers Memorial Day and week next year, next week, I should say. Really want to encourage you, if you have the time, Wednesday night next week, to come out for the walk that's going to go from the Blair Police Department over to the Sheriff's Office. So it's a great way to honor and exalt the good work and the great benefits that we have for all that they do for us. So unless you have any questions for me, that's all I have.
Flag should be flown at half staff on the 15th. That's been notified.
Okay, did the governor put that out?
I'm not going to put anything out, but I'm okay. Just going to make mention, just in honor, Sunday was half staff for honoring fallen firefighters, and the 15th is for police officers.
Great, thank you. Anything else? Thank you all.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Please register your vote.
Gonna be a second. Mine went out.
We can go to the switch.
Yay. Yay.
Switch.
We did. I all voted that we want to go home.
Hold on.
Yeah. Meeting adjourned.